USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says distribution of coronavirus test kits is being stepped up as much as possible.
The FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so. All states can now authorize tests developed and used within their borders.
The president from the White House, also Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, says the administration is looking to send checks to Americans immediately.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a bipartisan stimulus package. Today marks another day of primaries for Democratic presidential candidates. Voters are going to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Ohio is also on the primary schedule, but state officials ordered polling locations closed because of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Note has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America, with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Note's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestNote.com.
The Olympics Committee releasing a statement regarding the Tokyo Games set for this summer. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has confirmed that the Tokyo Olympics are going to go forward as planned, despite the coronavirus pandemic. While addressing reporters a short time ago, Abe said he has secured support from other G7 nations to proceed with the Games so that they serve as evidence that the world will, in his words, conquer COVID-19. Now, in a separate interview, Japan's Minister for the Olympics reiterated that Tokyo is determined to continue with the event, working closely with the International Olympic Committee and the World Health Organization.
After 20 seasons, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says he's leaving. In a social media message this morning, the six-time Super Bowl champion says his football journey will take him elsewhere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is preparing everyone for the long haul regarding the coronavirus threat. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country. The president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
Our guidance yesterday urges Americans to take action for 15 days to help stem the outbreak. So it's a 15-day period. I guess now would say it's a 14-day period. It's 15 days from yesterday, and we're asking everyone to work at home if possible, postpone unnecessary travel, and limit social gatherings to no more than 10 people.
Other headlines involving the coronavirus, 7 million people told to shelter in place in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The president also reminding folks this is not the time to be hoarding things. These grocery managers tell Fox News they're doing everything they can to keep their stores stocked for customers.
We're sourcing from all different avenues, from not only supermarket channels, but from food service, friends over there that have been, you know, helping us out as much as they can.
Whereas we get a few vendors delivering every day, we're now relying on dozens of vendors. We're getting daily deliveries, dozens of trucks every day.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.